Welcome in, guys, to Reptile Discoveries Live. We have got a special guest with us today. It's Brian. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I know there's quite a few people wondering why there is a reptile channel wants to bring in the paranormal activity. I can actually answer people now. That is because where quite a few of my animals died, I thought we could try and use some of your apps and see if we can get any animals through, do it different.
Well, actually, funny you should say that. I mean, you'll not get animals talking per se, but we have actually had dogs barking. I believe we had a cow came through once, just different things like that. So when you understand how these apps work, that's impossible. It can't happen. But yeah, we've had clear barking dogs. So we're picking something up with these things, animal related. Certainly.
You never know. It's that time of year. You never know.
Exactly. Right. It's as the thing goes, it's the time of year now where the veil will be at its thinnest between the two worlds. So it's perfect time for us.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I can't wait for you to start using these apps. I enjoy this when that happens.
Well, you never know what, obviously, as you've seen some of our lives before, we can get some interesting stuff come through.
Yeah.
Sometimes graphic as well. We've had a few swear words come through, so you have to warn people about that. That could be a thing, as well as trying to get there, see if we can get an animal or something through. But yeah, it's really, really interesting stuff when you start these things. People who's never heard them before, when you actually hear it for the first time and again understand how it works and what you're listening for, it gets weird, but good weird.
Yeah, I'm intrigued, because I know one or two people in work, they're like not convinced. They know mm-hmm. something out there, but until they see it or hear it for themselves.
Yeah.
Hi, Sophie.
That's fair enough, isn't it? I mean, that's everyone wants when they see it. Is the life after death? And we say, well, yes, we know there is. Then we know there's something, but you've got to see it for yourself. You've got to experience it. We could tell you 1,000 stories about what we've experienced, but until you experience something yourself, it is just a story. And we have the same problem the other way. People tell us things that's happened to them, but you know, we've only got their that's their experience. We weren't there, so yeah, it is a very individual thing.
Right, I can see there's quite a few people coming in now, which is cool. Oh, by the way, we are live on obviously Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at the moment. And I've got my phone set up for our podcast. Well, my podcast anyway as well. So we've got quite a few people tuning in.
Pressure.
No
on.
Pressure.
And again, if anyone's got any questions, like you say, people who your work colleagues and things, if you want to pop any questions up about the paranormal, I'll be glad to answer them as best I can.
I have got some written down already. I know Sophie, she did put a couple up on Facebook, and I've got a couple from my podcast, which I will say later on. Wait for more people to join us.
Yep. Brilliant.
So, how many apps have you made? So I know you've made quite a few.
Well, yeah, we've been doing this for quite a long time now. We've got quite a selection. I don't know the actual end figure. There are quite a few. Hello, Sophie. I can see you on the chat. And we have a range. We've got a lot that we do for free. We do a lot of collaborations we did with other teams who they would want a very specific app making for those. And what we did with them, we sent them out for free. We put it on the Play Store so people could download them free. And we also have some ones we've done ourselves, the paid ones. And that's just to help pay for what we do, you know, electric and wear and tear machines. We don't charge very much for them. Most times it's just a few pounds. And yeah, so what we encourage people to do is try the free ones. And again, the free ones, they're not limited any way. you get some apps on the Play Store, even paranormal ones, that when you've got like a free version, it's either got ads splattered on it, which I think is the worst thing ever for a paranormal app, or there's stuff missing. But the free ones that we do, the fully functional, there's nothing removed. It's as functional as the paid versions.
Later on, if you put it up on your, I know you're quite busy because you've got another podcast doing later. If you stick them up on your site, and I can share it on my reptile page if people as well. I probably might have a little noise as well.
And again, anyone, I'll put the link up later on so you can share it. But if people just go onto the Play Store, the Google Play Store, and just type my name, Brian Holloway, it'll bring it straight up as well. You get a list of everything that we've done, and you can easily get to it that way. But I'll share the link as well for you.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to have a look at them.
Oh, like I said, we've got an app for every occasion sort of thing, because people said, like, why do you keep making apps? And we keep making them because obviously things develop. You learn new things, and make one app, and then you learn something new, or you learn from that one in your thing. But what we also have learned, that the energy that's put in, it sounds daft, but it works. The energy you put into these apps, as in the sounds, the frequencies, the tones, because a lot of them, we have human tones, like one that it hasn't been released yet, As Above, So Below, Samantha was working on with a good friend, Karen, and it's their voice patterns in there. So they read stuff that sort of that they into, like the witchy stuff, like positivity. It's all positivity as well. There's nothing dark or menacing in there. But the energy that they put in to speak in those things that they speak in, seems to, when it's played back via the app, and again, it's all chopped up and reversed. Nothing is forwards. It's reverse audio ITC. But the energy that they're put into speaking those passages that they speak is still there, and it seems to resonate with the activity you get. So we have different apps with different energies in, if you like different vocal tones, different frequencies that seems to elicit different activity. So we have some lighter ones, some very light ones, but for people who are into the slightly darker stuff, we do a range of darker stuff as well that's meant to sort of stir up maybe slightly darker energies, if that's the type of thing you want to do.
Oh, guys, if you're watching, all I can say is, if you don't know what you're doing, I wouldn't muck around.
Don't do it
with the dark side.
No, not with the with any side. What we tell people is that if you've never done it before, even an app, anything, even just asking out for a spirit to contact you, is opening a doorway. You're opening a line of communication, and you've got to be sure that that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, because we do things very carefully, once that doorway is opened, sometimes it's not so easy to close. And a lot of people make the mistake is they'll say, we'll have something paranormal tonight, and they'll either get an app, or like I say, they'll get a Ouija board, which aren't what they are in the movies. People needn't panic too much. If you mention Ouija board and people think the curtains are going to flap and your head's going to spin around, it's not going to happen. That's just Hollywood. All a Ouija board is a piece of wood with some writing on it. Just a phone. It's no different to a phone app, to doing any sort of communication. But we open sessions up properly. We do a paranormal session, then it's closed down properly. You have to, it's a very important step to open it and to close it. And a lot of people, even teams that we've seen, they open that communication up and then they just leave it. They don't close it back down. They don't put that intention out that, this is now over. You must go back to where you came from. We're stopping this communication. If you don't do that, you can often lead yourself into a little bit of trouble, obviously.
Yeah, and we don't want that at all, guys.
No.
Definitely not.
No. So like I say, the important thing is, if you don't know what you're doing, just educate yourself. Do some reading, do some research on, and again, just be careful where you look, because again, some people will give advice and some people try to give us advice and it's like, no. Go like, you can do a search and you can go to Facebook, and there are credible, good teams out there. And if you have anything, just you can knock and reach out and ask questions. You know what I mean? And a lot of these teams, yeah. the genuine teams, they'd be more than happy to help and give you advice.
Is it true with the Bloody Mary, if you set in a mirror three times? It's not.
No. Things like that, the stories a lot of the time, you know, that's made to frighten kids and frighten people. You can stand in front of a mirror, trust me, and say Bloody Mary as much as you want, and nothing's going to happen. That idea comes from the scrying, where you look into a mirror. You know, you know what scrying is, or people that don't. You look into a mirror. You basically normally have the lights out, so it's dark behind you. You have a candle in front or a light source. You look, stare into the mirror, and sometimes you start seeing things. Like your face might change. You might see something behind you. It's just another form of communication. And I think a lot of stories come from sort of that. These things are embellished. You know, it's like, it was like there was the one with the pencil light that was a few years ago. Remember that one where you put a pencil across and it's supposed to move? And there was all sort of myths about that. And
no, that's a new one to me. I've never heard that one.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was a couple of years ago. It was a trend that was going around in the paranormal. And you used a pencil, again, a pencil laid on a pencil, and it's supposed to turn and move, and you see certain things. But again, it was just stories and myths, and you know. And I think some people make sort of stuff like this up, and especially possibly in the paranormal, because it gets attention, you know what I mean, and gets people stirred up a bit, you know what I mean. So just be very, very mindful when you're reading those sort of things. Yes.
Is it possible that we could start one of the apps now?
We can do, yeah. I haven't got an external speaker, so it'll just be what's coming through the tablet.
That's fine.
Yeah, the sound wise. let's see what I can pull up for you. I'll not put something too heavy. You don't want
the Charlie Challenge.
Was that what it was called? The Charlie Challenge? Yeah, that was possibly it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's from Alicia.
All right. Yeah. I knew it was something like that. So this is one of the apps we made for team. I know it's a Ouija board, but like I say, that's just the design. It has no bearing on how the app works at all. It's just cosmetic. And like I say, Ouija board belongs, all the stuff you see in Hollywood, that's where it belongs in Hollywood. You know what I mean? Again, like any form of communication, if you mess on with it and abuse it, of course you're going to end up in a bit of trouble. But this app we did for a team. Again, it's like I said, reverse audio ITC. And what that means is, I'll just give a quick description for people who don't know kind of how it works. Inside the app, there are banks of audio, and they have got human tones and things in them and sounds, but it's reversed. So, you know, if you even reverse what we're saying now, it'll just come out as gibberish, complete gibberish. You won't even understand what it means. And we chop that up and reverse it. And that's put into the banks. And what the app does when you turn it on, it'll pick a bank at random. It's all completely random. It'll pick a bank at random. And then what it does, it'll pick a bank, and then it'll pick a volume between 1 and 100. And then it'll pick a time to play that bank for in milliseconds, not seconds, milliseconds. Then it'll play that bank for that amount of time, split second, and then it moves on to the next one. It does the same again, repeat, 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 at high speed. And it creates this cacophony of sound. It's just gibberish. That's all you hear is random gibberish. And what we look at listening out for, and what the listeners are listening out for, is anything coming out forwards, because it can't be there. It's impossible for anything to come out forwards. When we've done the app, we even go through the banks of reversed audio and remove anything that even accidentally sounds like a word forwards. So it basically is pretty much 100% that nothing by accident can come out forwards. And that's as simple as it gets. And again, what we do when we do things like this, we run it and we just let you listen out. And if you hear anything, or you think you hear anything, just pop it in the comments and let us know what you hear. I'll try my best to keep the speakers turned towards the speaker in front of us, so it's as loud as possible. Because I forgot the speaker. It's boxed up somewhere and I couldn't find it in time.
I can't wait for this.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. So I'll turn it on and you'll start seeing flashing numbers, and it just did what it does, it displays the bank that's being fired at that time. But remember, it's in milliseconds. So it's swapping banks. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Before you start, can you just let everyone know it won't affect them at home and stuff like that?
No,
it
won't affect you at home. Whatever's going to communicate is going to communicate with me here now. It's going to come through here. You can, the people watching can have input. They can ask questions, and I can ask a question and see if we can get a reply. But you're quite safe at home. It's nothing. It's not like Hollywood. Nothing's going to come and jump out the screen at you. You're fine.
You can imagine like people like Sophie like running up the stairs. It's a ghost.
No, that's not going to happen. So yeah, we'll run it. I'll invite Spirit to come forward. We'll run it, and like I say, if anybody hears anything, and it can be anything, a single word, an if, a but, anything, it cannot be there. If you hear anything, that's the audio being manipulated. Spirit is manipulating the audio to pull out words and make words and try and communicate with us. So whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Right. We invite any spirits that can hear us. We give permission for you to come and communicate with us tonight. You can use this device. I know any spirits that are with us in this place, you know how this works. You can use these sounds. You can create a voice and you can talk to us. How can you hear that? No, that sounded like I am here. And as you can hear, it's just random noise. Hello, is there anybody here with us? Come on, is there anyone who would like to talk to us? I am. So that was like said, I am you.
Yeah, I can hear that. I am you. Or I am with you.
Yes. Did you say I am with you? Something about being something human. Is there anything you would like to say to us? Listen. That was a yes. Can you tell us your name? And I thought I heard heaven there for a second. Can you give us your name clearly, please? Come on, try and use the energy, form words.
Oh, I've heard some naughty words there.
Yeah. Come on, come forward and give us a message. Message. That was a female. Yeah. Give us a message. I saw that they're living. Yes.
I keep hearing messages.
Yeah. Turn this around, it gets heavy. You got a message? He's the one for you. Can you tell me the name of the person on the screen with me right now? What is the name of the gentleman I'm talking to right now? Simon. That was clear.
Yeah.
You heard that. That's correct. Can you tell me who's with Simon? Who popped in and said hello just before we started? Female. And again, Simon, if you've got any questions you want to ask?
Not at the moment.
Simon asked a question, again, when we started about contacting animals. And we've heard animals. Is that possible? Now I heard something about heaven, and I heard something that did sound like a little bark. Is it possible for animal spirits to come back and visit, just like human spirits? It said we were, and then I heard your name again, Simon.
I swear I just heard a duck.
Heard a what?
It might have been more a duck.
Right. Can we hear more animal sounds? Nothing at the minute. Can you tell me how many spirits we're actually talking to? Thought I heard seven. Did you say seven? I did, yes. That was clear. I heard that this side. Male voice, I did, yes. And you've got to remember, for a spirit to say, I did, yes, that's over multiple banks because it's sweeping, because it's in milliseconds. So when you get a sentence like that, it's pretty cool. Something about being stupid. So, if we have seven spirits here, who's the main spirit we're talking to?
I keep hearing quite a few naughty swear words.
Naughty. We do slip in. We do get, unusually, we do get that quite a lot. So please keep the language down. We come with you, to you with respect, so we expect to see him.
Sophie asked, is my granddad with me?
Well, we can ask. Is Sophie's granddad with her? Listen. He's here. Male voice again. He's here. Is dad one of the seven spirits? I am something there. I didn't quite catch it.
I heard I am alone.
Right. You on your own, dad. You've come on your own. Yes. Yes. That's fair enough. So where are you? Are you with me here? Or are you with Sophie?
Old man.
So if he's asking, do you have a message for us? Do you have a message for Sophie? Sometimes it takes a little bit for it to get the message actually through. Or it possibly just doesn't have one. Now you're just watching, Dad. Simon again, I keep hearing that. Yeah. Is someone that wants to talk to Simon? What we'll do now is we'll do what we normally do when we do live. We'll change apps, we'll change the energy. So Spirit, just stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. We invite you to stay. Right, what I'll do is we'll try this one. This is Axiom that we made again for another team quite a long time ago. It's a totally different vibe, about a totally different energy. We'll just mix it up and just see if that makes a difference. Are the seven spirits still here with us? Listening again.
Listening.
Yeah. And again, we've had that out the other one. Again, straight away, you've got the same thing coming out the thing. And again, it's not in there. You know what I mean? It's really cool how you get the information. Well, we're still listening. Come on, just get used to this sound. Use these sounds the same as you did the other ones. Talk to us. that sounds like yeah. I heard it helped me, and then someone said, "Don't mean a thing." Who's asking for help? I did. That's not like I did.
John says, "Deep man's voice."
Yeah, there's deeper energies in this one. It brings slightly deeper stuff. And again, we use different tones and frequencies. This one's got much lower, you can hear much lower frequencies in. Some of it's not coming through too good because of the speakers on the tablet, but the much bassier, lower frequencies. We've heard a few names. Is there any more names? That sounded like Arthur. Deep voice, really deep voice. I thought I heard a whisper there saying Sophie. You say that again?
I'm happy.
Yeah, I heard something about happy, yeah. Yeah,
come through slowly. Can you pick it up?
Yeah, sometimes because you can imagine what they're doing here is very difficult for even for them to manipulate these sounds, and sometimes it's very fast and it's hard to catch. We sometimes sort of encourage them to just slow down one at a time, because sometimes you get multiple trying to talk at once.
Stop.
Somebody got help again. Listen again. Thought that sounded outside. What about outside? Amber.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Amber is very significant. That's Sam's eldest daughter. You have anything else to tell us?
Sounded like no I'm off. See you in a bit.
Sound like we're here. Female voice. Sam something.
Well, my head.
My name's something. Can I missed it. What is it?
What?
Well, that's all. Something off. Well, what is this? Turn this off. No idea. See me.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. That's a repeating thing. It definitely. We get that. No matter which app we run, we always get the DPC. Listen. Listen again, as soon as I said it. We're always listening. We're going to knock this off in a minute. Do you have a final message? Final message for Sam, me, Simon.
Maybe I want to talk to Sam.
That's Sam. Sam. What do you want to ask? We get that quite a lot where they just keep saying our names. You don't necessarily have a message, you sometimes just like saying your name. Listening. We're going to shut this little session down now. And again, we'll shut it down properly. I'll show you how we normally shut it down. I normally do a countdown. So, Spurs, we're going to count down from 5 down to 1. When I get to 1, communication, you must go back to where you came from. You cannot stay. Do you understand? Five. 4, 3, 2, we're closing this doorway. You must leave. You cannot stay. 1. And that's just putting the intention out. I mean, it may not look like a lot or sound like a lot, but you're putting the intention out that you're closing this communication. And normally they listen and they do then just go away and wait for the next invite. But that's kind of a little look at how they work. I mean, there's many different ones. That's just two of the ones we do. But they all work. We keep them very simple. There's no, like, complicated thing with them. There's some of them that are on the Play Store that get a bit complicated. Basically, hours, you just hit the go button. And that's it. You're off. We do put a couple of ambient banks in some of them. Just, again, what the ambient banks do is just sort of like music and stuff like that. To just to build the energy up just before you run the actual app. Because, as you know, if you play your favorite song or you play a certain music, you get that tingle, don't you? Your hairs go up on the back of your neck and it just lifts your energy. And so what we say is run the ambient banks, the ones apps that do have them. It just lifts that energy, gets your energy going, gets the spirit energy going, and then you run the session. But apart from that, just hit the go button and just start asking questions.
Nice. Sorry, my internet was going then, so.
Yeah, no, you keep freezing every now and again.
Has anyone got any questions before we... I know I've got a couple written down.
Any questions that you've got, just fire away. Anybody that's watching, just fire away.
One of them is... is there afterlife for animals when they die? And where do they go?
That is a very good question. To what I've experienced in the past, I've doing investigations, filming things, I have captured what I believe is a spirit animal on camera. I do believe that spirit, like animals have spirits just like we do. They have energy. They're a living being. You know what I mean? So they have... I believe they do have a soul. What happens to that soul after death? I do believe they go somewhere like we do, whether it's the same place or not, I don't know. See, that's the thing. We don't have all the answers to what waits us on the other side, because if we did, we'd be out of a job. We wouldn't, you know, we'd know everything. I do believe people have seen spirit animals. We've captured sounds of them. People have caught EVPs of, you know, spirit animals. There's been many reports of people who've had pets die and then they've walked into the room and there's the pet just sat looking at them, you know what I mean, for a brief second and then gone. So, yeah, I do believe, you know, they do have a soul, just like we do. Like I said, it's a difficult one to answer, like, definitively. But, yeah, I do believe that they can come back.
The other one is, it's the same question from Sophie. Is there such thing as a rainbow bridge?
A rainbow bridge? No, I think the rainbow bridge in terms like that comes from, like, the same thing about when people say they see a white light at the end of a tunnel and things like that. And, you know, you've got the rainbow bridge takes you to the other side. There's many different variations of things, but it's all based on the same thing. But whether it's a rainbow bridge, again, I could be wrong. I don't know because I haven't been to the other side. So I don't know what's there or what's waiting for us or whether it is a white light or a tunnel or whatever it may be. All we can go off is what we've been told during doing these sessions and things like that. And Spirit have sort of said, you know, that there is a place you go. There is an afterlife. There is a place in between here and there, like a void, where spirits can get stuck a little bit and things like that. So, you know, there's many different things. So you just never know, Sophie. It could well be I think what happens is when you pass over, you create your own heaven, if you like, your own place, your own space based on your memories and things. So some people might see rainbow rainbow roads and could be many different things.
Sorry, my internet's going. So
yeah, you keep glitching.
It's getting on my nerves. I've got a couple more. These are anonymous from my podcast, but I'm going to ask them anyway. What moment are you most proud of since the...
Oh, I lost you there for a second, Simon. Can you repeat that?
Yep. What moment are you most proud of since COVID?
Since COVID? Yeah, COVID was an interesting time. Most proud of? I'm proud of the home that me and Sam have created. We have had a rough time during COVID. And here we are in our own little home in Whitby that we've built. You've glitched out again, Simon. You've gone very still. There, you're back again. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I didn't hear a word of that because the signal.
Yeah, good. Weird. Well and truly, you glitched out there. You really glitched out. Yeah, I was saying, like, we all had a rough time during COVID, but since COVID, you know, me and Sam have built a home in Whitby that we're proud of. We're proud of what we've done within the paranormal field since then. We've made a lot of apps together. We're doing some cool things, which we are very proud of. Sam's doing the candles, as everyone that knows us sort of like knows she does, and she's building that up, and I'm very proud of that as well. But it's been an interesting time between like COVID and now, definitely.
And the final question is pretty much to do with both of us. What got you into doing what you're doing now?
Into the paranormal. Started
paranormal and obviously.
Yeah, well, the paranormal.
I'll let you answer this one quick.
Yeah, the paranormal was an incident that happened when I was a child. It started way back then, a long, long time ago. My brother saw a ghost walk through a wall, and I was only very small, but I remember the incident. My brother woke up screaming. I woke up next to him. We were all in my dad, my brother slept in the same room. We didn't have a very big house at the time, and he just woke up screaming. I looked over, he had his hands over like that. He was terrified, and a Roman soldier walked through the wall at him and walked right up his bed. And my dad then lifted us up out the house, and we wouldn't go back until the next morning. They asked him what he saw, and he was very young himself. He was only just starting school himself. He didn't know what a Roman soldier was, but he described what he saw. And what he saw was a Roman soldier. He didn't call it a Roman soldier because he didn't understand what that was. He just described what he saw, and it was a fully clad Roman soldier. And that stuck in here. I remember the scream. I remember him sort of describing things. So it just stuck from there. And since that very day, I've always been in some form into the paranormal, one way or another.
That's mad. Exciting, but mad.
It was a crazy old time, and it just escalated from there. We had many, many more weird experiences, many more. Some quite scary. I've said to people, I mean, I've seen apparitions and things like, you know, what normal people think, something stood at the end of your bed and all that. But I've also been attacked. I've been torn out of bed. Literally, I've been scratched, punched, bitten, believe it or not, when Sophie was very little, Sophie and Kyle. And something sank its teeth into us while I was sitting one night, and just weird, weird stuff.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get you to tell me these another day, these stories.
Oh, there's some stories. There are some stories there, and stuff has happened that I can't explain myself.
I've heard quite a few years ago, if you get scratched or you've got marks on you, is it to do with demons trying to get into your body?
No,
that's what I've been told.
If something, the demonic is very, very rare. It's very rare. It can happen. There are some dark energies, just like in life. There's some good people and there's bloody evil people. So on the other side, it works just the same. But sometimes a spirit can scratch you, and it's not meaning to scratch you. It's just trying to get your attention. It's frustrated. But sometimes, just like in life, they can do it to be a bit just be asses, basically. You know what I mean? Normally, when you get demonic stuff, like I say, it is amazingly rare. But yeah, you can get scratched. And there's the classic thing where you get three. Everything happens in threes, which is basically the mocking of the Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, and things like that. But it doesn't happen as frequently as what people think. Trust me. And some people who think they're having something demonic, when you go and investigate and you look into it, it's not quite what they think. It's not demonic. They just perceive it as demonic from their experience, and it's often not.
Oh, okay.
But being scratched is an unusual feeling by something that's not there. It's happened a couple of times to me, like I said, and one of them was actually caught on film as well, as a scratch developed, and it was right down the arm. It literally went right down the arm and up again like that. It was quite a significant scratch. And we checked on film. I'd touched nothing. I'd brushed up against nothing, because we could check back on the video. And it only happened when I challenged the spirit in the building where we were. And I called it out. And then that happened.
But so you wish you'd never done that.
Yeah, there's a lesson for you. Don't call... Unless you know what you're doing, don't call them out. Because often they can respond.
Sometimes in a bad way.
Yeah, depends what you're dealing with. I mean, that spirit we were dealing with on that day was something a little bit more naughty. But very bad mood he was. Very bad mood. And I just said the wrong thing at the wrong time. So, but if that's they, just...
If yeah, spirits sorry. Wanted to throw, say, like a glass, would they be throwing it at you or away from you to get your attention?
It depends. Sometimes when people have had things thrown at them and it's whizzed past them, sometimes it's not intentional. It's just like, is if you like if you maybe get frustrated and you swipe a glass off the top, you have no idea which direction it's going in, do you? You don't know where it's going to go. So sometimes it can just be accidental. But sometimes, yes, it can. It can be thrown specifically to get your attention and at you. But again, it all depends what you're dealing with.
We've got a question here. When you get scratched by a spirit, they're trying to tell you something. Oh, no. Wait, where's the focus one? Oh, sorry, this one. Do you still use your camera thing, Dad, that Matt's fingers?
Not at the minute, because it's broken. we still need to fix that. We're going to fix that for the next thing we actually do. But yeah, it malfunctioned, and I just haven't had the time to repair it yet. But yeah, I remember Sophie's thing. She quite liked that. Well, she didn't like it. It scared the hell out of her, but... You know what I mean? It got her attention.
Bluetooth disconnected.
Has anyone got any more questions? Obviously, I want to try and make this around an hour, because I know you've got a back-to-back live tonight.
Yeah, I've got another one at 9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 to 11, which is a bit of a long one, but yeah. Yeah, but anybody got any other questions, please just pop them up.
Can I actually answer that question? What I've answered, what you answered about what got you into what you do now? Me, I've had animals all my life, and since the pandemic, a couple of people from TikTok actually said to me, "I've got quite a few animals. Why don't I do what I'm doing?" So it's evolved since then. My reptile discoveries. I've been doing this 2 years on the 1st of January. So,
wow. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've been having animals pretty much all my life. Was there any spirits in the spare rooms as weird things keep happening? That's from Sophie.
Which spare room, Sophie?
This one.
Oh, in yours there, yeah. Well, she has mentioned a few things that's happened in there that would suggest there's something going on. That stuff that couldn't just happen by random chance.
Yeah, I'm not getting it. I've got a big Coca-Cola tin. Mm-hmm. It's come from that corner all the way into this corner, just near the door.
Exactly. How does that happen by accident? You know what I mean?
Plus the curtains, I think they were shut at the time as well. So
yeah, exactly. So, again, how does an object get from one side of the room to the other in one go? You know what
Plus
I mean?
With other things in its way.
All the other things. I mean, obviously, you try to look to debunk things. You try to look for, like you said there, the curtains weren't open, the window wasn't open. There's nothing that could have actually knocked it that far. I mean, normally when stuff gets knocked, it just falls off. Just boom, straight down. But to travel from one side of a room to the other one, that takes a lot of effort.
The The other one, what scares me, which I have to make sure everything's shut, locked and that, is where two of my snakes escaped.
Mm-hmm.
But where they escaped was into Rex. Rex is a monitor lizard, and he will eat anything going. I was very lucky that night that he didn't eat them two snakes. So stuff like that really freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, again, you've just got to doubly make sure that everything's locked. But yeah, there's possibly, to what you've told us and what Sophie's told us in the past, there's something. Don't know what, but there's something.
Yeah, just recently everything's calmed right down. I don't know if it's where me moving in upsetting it a bit.
That can happen, yeah.
That's all I can think of, because there's been nothing really the last couple months now. So.
Yeah, well, hopefully, because sometimes things can just happen and then just doof, gone. for no reason, or just as quick as they start, they can just end. So it is possible your energy's coming in has changed the environment a little bit, and then that's just settled everything down. Yeah.
Hopefully that's
the end of that. Yeah, it'll be normal. Oh, yeah.
Not in my luck, end of this life, I'll get something thrown at me.
No, I think if something like really, really significant was going to happen, it would have done it by now. Yeah. I think they would let you know.
It's like you said, I'll probably end up getting cut or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have anything weird what's gone on? Because I know you were on to the phone to Alicia at the time. We just say go away, and that's what I pretty much do now.
Sometimes it is the fix is as simple as that. You just put the intention there. This is not your home. You don't belong here. You must leave. Just leave me alone. You don't want to know anything. And sometimes that's all you need to do. And then they'll just back off. They don't realize what they're doing is upsetting you, or, you know, because you're going to imagine from their point of view, it's weird for them as well. They're trying to communicate with you, trying to contact you, trying to get your attention, and you're not listening. You're just ignoring them. So they do these things like throwing things across rooms and things like what they've done to get your attention. And sometimes just giving them attention, that's all it needs, and it just will just go away.
I'm getting paranoid now. I'm looking around.
you start freaking yourself out, yeah. I've done that a few times, trust me.
Evening, how are you? Welcome in.
Oh, how are you doing? Yeah, he's a good one, Sean. He shares all our stuff. He's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very grateful, because I know I've shared quite a few of my things.
He does. He shares all the paranormal stuff, and we really do appreciate it.
Have you got anything else that you need to mention?
Yeah, well, anybody who that's watching who, you know, didn't know what we did, you can join our Facebook groups if anyone wants to keep a track of what we're doing. Haunted Whitby Paranormal on Facebook.
I'll stick a link on my Facebook.
Or people can join my private, you know, my normal Facebook page, because I post a hell of a lot of stuff on there as well. And from there, you can keep track of, like, new apps we're developing. Like I said, we do lives every now and again when we get the time. We do have some fairly big investigations coming up. We'll be filming and live streaming as well, which will go on our site. We've got a private investigation coming up soon, which we can't sort of film or thing. But we've got a really good one here in Whitby. At the bottom of the 199 steps, there's the Whitby Jet Shop. And above that, there's the boutique, which is a three-story apartments. And we do know that that's got activity. We've been there in the past, and we invited teams in to an event to do that. That will be very soon. And then we have next year, Bagdale Hall in Whitby, which is a very famous place in Whitby and very haunted. It's one of the oldest buildings in the entire area. And we've done a similar thing there. We basically hired the entire place to do. And people can come and stay in the rooms, which have nearly all gone, actually. I think there's only one room left. Or it's like got two prices. One price where you can stay, you get two nights. You can stay two nights in the hotel and investigate. And we also just sell tickets for people who want to do the night as well. And that's going to be really cool. That's selling out really fast. But that building is insane. That is it. That building is nuts.
I'd be interested.
Yeah.
Sophie wouldn't be, but I would.
No. So you wouldn't get Sophie in there for a gold cow. Trust me. Yeah. Well, you just hit us up, Simon. And but like I say, it's if you want to stay in the rooms, there's only one room left. But like I say, we invite people as well who just want to come and investigate for the night. You can come and just literally do the night and then thing. But yeah, it's an amazing building. We put a post up a little while ago, and it shows some of the decor and the thing. It's one of those places where you walk in, even from the outside, and it's like, wow. And the stories we've heard of people who work there, who have stayed there, it's like, yep.
Have you been down to Dover Castle? In this? Oh, you need to go. I've been there quite a few times. Obviously, I'm lucky because where I lived in Kent. Mm-hmm. And the chills and that, when you go down into the caves, is unreal.
Yeah.
I think that's something that you definitely enjoy.
Well, again, it's having that we there's so many places on our bucket list. It's not even funny, but we're just so busy with work and things. It's very difficult to get things organised. Even the ones we're doing now, we've got them doing for well in advance. You know what I mean? Because it just takes us that much time to get time to be able to do these things. But yeah, there's so many places we'd love to go.
Yeah, I remember. As you're going down one of the corridors, there's like got split rooms going off the down in the caves. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my ex-partner who I was with at the time, I took at least 5 steps back and looked down this corridor, and all of a sudden, this light started swinging randomly. Mm-hmm. And me being me, I was like so fixated with it, and my other half. Like, at the time, she just legged it.
Yep. Oh, it freaks people out. You see stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, some people I love this type of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So, like us, we sort of like run towards it, but most people's reaction is they do exactly the opposite. They run like hell. Must admit, I've done it a couple of times myself. I have found myself in a position where basically, one of them was in Gibraltar. We were doing the caves in Gibraltar. I was involved in a TV show there, The Ghost Trail, and we were filming down there. And Gibraltar is like a Swiss cheese. The rock of Gibraltar isn't solid, it's hollow. And there's lots of caves and things. And we were down there, and me and my companion down there, Lee Digman, we were the tech guys with all the equipment, obviously. And we went down this thing, and it was pitch black. Oh, God, it's blacker than you can ever imagine. And we just heard something. And considering we're supposed to be like, you know, this is what we do, we screamed like girls. We literally screamed like girls. And he screamed and I screamed. But then we figured out we didn't know which way to run because we couldn't see anything. We were in tunnels, so you couldn't just head off in any direction. And it must have been a hell of a sound and a sight for people to see who were like behind us. But yeah, there's still been times when I freaked out a little bit and you just get to the better of you. It happens to us all.
I wish I was there to see that. That would have been funny.
Oh, the sound. You could have made it into a ringtone. It was our voices got that high. I don't know. But yeah, we just swore we heard footsteps coming towards us in the dark. And that was it. He freaked out. Then I freaked out because he was freaking out. It was just escalated. You can imagine. We were scrambling to try and find a torch. You know, we had light. We had them on us, but we couldn't find them. It's like, oh, my God. And you're trying to get a light on. And you just like finally get the light on. You're sitting there going, freaking hell. You know, it's like, then you got to compose yourself and get yourself back in the room sort of thing. But no, it is scary. It's that fear of the dark, fear of the unknown. We all have it, even though I'm not afraid of the dark. But when you're in that type of dark, it's different.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yep, you're back.
Breaking up again. Awkward. Right. Cruel. I don't know if you need to go on anything.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to have to be far off because I've got to get ready for the next one. Get myself sorted for that. and get me bits and bobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of now. Let you have something to eat and everything else.
Toilet breaks and things, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, it's a longer
life
year next as well.
Yeah.
Right, guys, don't forget to follow Brian on his social medias, and I'll be linking it up straight after this.
Brilliant.
As well.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks. Right. Anyone's welcome to come and join and just follow us and see what we do.
Oh, before I forget, guys, Sam, go and follow her Facebook page as well. I forgot what it's called.
The Wimpy Witch.
That's the one. Go for that if you like candles and everything else, and I'll catch you guys later. Something strange. I'm going to get kicked off YouTube now.
Copyright.
Catch you later. Something weird. Don't look too good. Bye.